Exclusive, Representative Josh Brecking, Arizona's indictment of Trump allies as election interference. By Bradley J. on May 21, 2024. Representative Josh Brecking, ROK, lambasted Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays for blatant interference in the 2024 election for her indictment of Mark Meadows and other Trump allies. Brecking's letter to Mays, joined by Reps. Troy Nels, RTX, and Andy Biggs, Oz, demanded she drop the lawsuit against Meadows and other conservative activists indicted for questioning the results of the 2020 election. An Arizona grand jury indicted Meadows along with several other allies of former President Donald Trump, including former Trump attorney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Arizona Republican Chair Kelly Ward, on May 24 for their roles in disputing the results of the 2020 presidential election. Every American has the right to free speech, including the right to question the results of elections. The letter, obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, reads, "Your choice to indict American citizens for expressing constitutional rights represents the worst of machine politics, and we intend to take every action available to Congress to rectify your decision." They continue, "Not only is this a violation to the First Amendment, it is blatant interference in the 2024 election." The Arizona indictments followed a Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll conducted between April 8 and 15 that found President Joe Biden is trailing Trump in several key swing states, including Arizona, by 6 or more points. In Arizona, Trump led by 7 points, receiving 49% support from voters who indicated they would vote for him, while Biden received 42%. Brecking and his colleagues write that the indictments rely on a shaky legal framework and are malicious in nature. They break down each of the baseless charges in their letter below. May 17 joint letter to Ag Mays by Breitbart News unscribed. "Clearly, your intention is not to follow the law but to initiate a political witch hunt," they write. Mays, in a video posted last month, insists the indictments followed the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. She says that justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. The unindicted co-conspirator is clearly Trump, the Republicans assert in their letter. Brecking's letter coincides with Trump's Manhattan trial over business records begins to close. Prosecutors' case took a hit during star witness Michael Cohen's cross-examination as the disgraced former attorney admitted Monday to stealing tens of thousands from the Trump Organization, as Fox News reported. The defense rested Tuesday, with closing arguments set for Tuesday, May 28. Nels attended Tuesday's proceedings to show support for Trump, as of many Trump allies in past weeks. Trump has been targeted by Biden's Department of Justice and in other liberal jurisdictions across the country by what Trump and his allies have termed lawfare. And over a dozen lawsuits in mostly Democrat-run states have sought to keep Trump off the ballot. However, those efforts have faltered, and Trump has continued a steady climb in polls against Biden. Brecking, Nels, and Biggs promised to continue fighting lawfare against Trump from Congress, asking for Mays to drop the frivolous lawsuit by June 1. "If you do not, we the undersigned look forward to using the full extent of our authorized powers to rectify your abuse of office." The 11 Arizona Republicans serving as alternate electors are Kelly Ward, the former Arizona chair of the Republican Party, and her husband, Michael Ward. Arizona State Senator Jake Hoffman. Arizona State Senator Anthony Kern. Tyler Boyer, chief operating officer of Turning Point Action. Nancy Cottle. James Lamone. Robert Montgomery. Samuel Moorhead. Lorraine Pellegrino. Gregory Safeson. Additional Trump allies reportedly indicted include Jenna Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Christina Bob, a former Trump attorney, Boris Epstein, and Mike Roman, a former Trump campaign aide, according to The Washington Post. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.